Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're going to get ready to talk about something really fun and want to have you join us if you'd like to. Call us at 516-418-5651. Love to have you join the conversation. Or you can always join us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. It's 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Monday, Gene.
Happy Monday to you.
So,
I like Monday.
I like Mondays too because it's a brand new start to the week.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I can't remember if I put up the new trivia question online or not, but we have a brand new trivia question for this week, and it's going to be super easy for some people, and it's going to be like deer in the headlights for others. The trivia question for the week. Oh, they're shutting my door so they don't have to hear my podcast. I can't believe them.
No.
I have Elisa and Kathy in my house where we're doing some creation, and they closed the door on me.
Maybe they want to listen on their phone or on the computer.
I think they're on other phone calls, actually.
Oh.
But it's too late because I've already put their names in the entries for the drawing, for the gift.
Yeah, they were here.
However, the trivia question for this week is, where is the Great Barrier Reef located?
Okay.
And
well,
I will
heard of it
give...
Before.
I will give the first hint is it is one of the seven wonders of the world. So if you know the seven wonders of the world, you should know where it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are here today to talk about Dadaism.
Dada.
Dada. What is Dadaism?
I'll tell you, in preparation for the show, I went and did a little bit of official reading and such, and I'll tell you that it's right up my alley because it's kind of anti-establishmentism.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting. It came about as kind of a reaction to creators kind of were breaking away from the establishment mentality that was bringing us to World War I, which was pretty a huge phenomenon on Earth at the time.
Do you know who invented the term Dada?
No.
He was a Roman writer, so he was Greek. His name was Tristan Zara. And
really?
He came up with the term at Hugo Ball's Cabaret Voltaire in Zurich. When a group of artists met in 1916.
Interesting. Well, you know, a war like that was like completely new. I mean, we see global war nowadays all the time, but it was so new and unusual. And a lot of people were just absolutely shocked. So I can certainly see why people would want to be anti-establishment because that was
yes.
war.
Well, you know what? Dada is a colloquial French word that means hobby horse.
Hobby horse.
Hobby horse. So it was kind of a little, you know, thumb up to the, you know, like what do you call it? Thumbing your nose at serious art.
Sure.
But it was a serious movement, and it was a protest against the absurdity and ridiculousness of the world at that time.
Yeah.
And if you remember, we did a show one day, a couple, maybe sometime back last month. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't do the show. We did a trivia question for the week.
Right.
Who was the artist who painted a mustache on the Mona Lisa?
Right.
And he made sure that people knew he was not a follower of Dada, even though a lot of people said he was.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
You remember his name?
I don't.
What is wrong with you, Gene? Where's your rosemary?
Well, I didn't have my rosemary, and I listened to all those Kiss records back in the 70s, like my mom told me not to, but I did anyway. So I'll have to get my rosemary.
I listened to those songs, too. But the artist's name was Marcel Duchamp.
Oh.
And, basically Dadaism takes existing works of art and they change them, or they create art that is completely different. And one of the reasons that they were in Zurich, Switzerland, is they were refugees from World War I. And so, they, as artists can, they looked at the world and said, this is meaningless. This is baseless. Let's see what we can do to show the world that we know more than they do. You know, it was a movement. And it revolved, most of what they did revolved around the current affairs of that day. I don't know if they still have Dada.
I guess stuff came from it, and kind of people took the ideas and created new things. That I saw when I was reading, I saw cubism was something that came from Dada. I just want to throw one quick thing in too. This whole idea that created the Dadaism, the rebelling against the previous order, the established order. I remember in a music appreciation class I took in college, I was kind of shocked to find out that a piece of music I had heard of before, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and it was actually really shocking when it premiered. I just can't imagine it around 1900, 1910, around that time. The theater, they had a riot, and it cleared the theater because it was so dissonant and just disjointed and away from the established music that everybody just freaked out and ran out.
But now it's almost as if nothing shocks anybody anymore.
Yeah. Desensitized.
We've become desensitized to what used to be acceptable. But here, I want to read something to you that I discovered while I was researching Dadaism by Max Ernst. This is for you, Gene.
Okay.
When the artist finds himself, he is lost. The fact that he has succeeded in never finding himself is all that matters. So you're on the right track. You keep saying, I keep looking. You don't need to look anymore. They lost.
Right. Well, and think that what I've really come to learn, especially after going back and listening to some of our previous shows, that I just need to have faith. Just do it. Quit thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just do what I – Elisa, I think, is the one that really got me pointed in that direction when she talked about standing in your light. I understood what she meant, because all of a sudden when it was just, it happened and I knew it was happening, and it's like, oh gosh, that's it. And so it's just, anyway, that's where that is.
Well, you need to jump and build your wings as you're falling.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how quickly your wings will develop. You know, a baby bird never thinks it's ready to fly until its parents push it out of the nest.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much how I've spent the last 20 years of my life.
Yeah.
I made a decision. I made a decision to do something, and I haven't looked back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do that every day, and that's I keep looking forward. My trick is that I need to look a little less forward and look a little bit more toward right now. Kind of slide that line down a little bit, you know.
and that's true, because the only thing that really matters is this present moment. You cannot mm-hmm. live in the past. It's over. And, you know, the future, it's uncertain. So you really and truly need to live in the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
And if the here and now involves jumping and building wings or looking for a net to catch you at the bottom, whatever it takes, if it involves sitting for a moment, then that's okay too.
Well, I think it's like Dadaism.
It's
like Dadaism. It's you got to go for something other than what's established if you want
yes.
to move to grow. Because if you don't do something that you're not already doing, then it's not growth. It's sedentary. So.
Yeah,
anyway,
I was trying to
it's
see
time
if
for me to get back to work pretty soon.
Yeah, it's almost that time. What time is it? It's 12:11.
I don't know.
Good. Your time's not up, buddy.
Well, I just want to make sure I don't get any points, you know.
We still have 3 minutes. So maybe
okay.
somebody will call 516-418-5651. Or I haven't even checked. Let me do that real quick. Check Gmail. What's that email address, Gene?
If anybody wants to get a hold of us anytime, contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com, and you can use that email to contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com.
Well, somebody did.
Yeah, I was going to tell you.
Reach out, but I don't know how he got this address.
I think maybe they're listening. I'll bet they're listeners.
They've got to be, but they sent a
yeah.
press release to this address. That's interesting.
Yeah. I thought you might want to. Sounds good.
Do you remember? Can you think this far in advance and backwards?
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing Friday at 2 o'clock?
Friday, we're doing the trivia question answer.
That's part of it.
Yes. And, Friday.
At 2 o'clock.
Friday, by golly, Friday, we're doing Thanksgiving. That's
right. We're doing our Thanksgiving special. And,
And
Sharon Black has already said that she will join us on that. So you know what?
Okay.
I'm giving her a drawing ticket too.
Sure.
She gets in on the drawing because she responded to my email. But let's see, what else can we talk about with Dadaism before we go on and say goodbye?
Well, I think that it was actually a learning thing for me. I think I see the anti-establishment mentality totally being a jumping stone into the 20th century. Coming out of Victorian West and coming into America and just spilling into everything that we were. Look at the 1920s. I mean, women got to vote. They were actually people now, according to the law. And the people started actually just, I mean, I don't know. I think the 20th century was pretty important to us as a species.
Oh, yeah, we learned so much, and we're going to learn even more in the 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm gonna run down real quick, because actually we're down to a minute,
but
I'm gonna give five of the top Dada artists.
Yeah.
I mean, there were many more, but I have the top five. Marcel Duchamp, as we mentioned, Tristan mm-hmm. Zara, we also mentioned, but then there's okay. Marcel Janco, Hugo Ball, and Emmy Hennings. They all worked with poetry and painting, and a lot of them did performance art, and some of them, you know, they worked with ready-made art.
Yeah, like altering it, you mean?
Yes. Huh. Our 15 minutes is up, and what are we talking about tomorrow? I just had that up in my hand. What was that? Tomorrow we're going to talk about coffee or tea or something else.
Coffee or tea or something else.
Yeah.
Okay. I like both coffee and tea and all kind of other things. Else's.
I've been drinking Palo Azul lately. Maybe we'll talk about that.
Sure. I'd like to learn about it. I'd drink coffee, whichever's on sale usually, because they rotate the sales, and I like it all.
So yeah.
Mix my own blends and things.
Well, I'm gonna play something that you created a while back. As we tell everybody, I'll let you tell everybody while I'm playing this, how to reach us one more time, and
okay,
we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, see you then. So, if you want to give us an email at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com, please do. See you then.
And if you want to call tomorrow during the show, it's 516-418-5651. Every weekday at noon. Thanks, Mary. And win a prize. Win a gift. We have given away more than $100 in gifts just in the 2 months that we've been doing this.
Yeah. Have fun.
All right, Gene, we'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.